Shaba. I'm Barasha.
Barasha.
We are back. It's been 20 years since we last talked to you guys.
Just to do the podcast, yeah. It has been quite a while. Shaban, what have you been up to?
Ah, man, a lot. I'm going to explain that later. But for now, let's talk about where you've been. Like, what happened? What have you been doing lately?
Yeah, man, we disappeared all of a sudden. I think the last time I recorded a podcast was when we lost Paul, and not gotten so much purpose to, you know,
right,
get back at it, and yeah, but yeah, we're here. We've been managing, working, you know, relationships, life.
Relationships, yeah.
Life was, you know.
Simba wakati.
Awo, tuja koma.
Yeah. So I heard you've been hosting lately.
Yeah, yeah. I've been hosting.
Pretty much, I've been following it on socials, and it's been fun. What has been your experience?
It has been a very fun one, very tiresome one, very dynamic. I cannot put a limit to how it has felt for me. Some days are good, some days are bad, but it has been fun. It has been fun while it has lasted, and the trajectory is good. It only gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure other people out there is influencing as well. So personally, I've been really mixed up between the two, hosting and influencing. Do you mind trying to explain the difference between the two?
From what I know, knowledge, my personal knowledge, and a few things I've read here and there from my little research. As an influencer, you're supposed to, you know, have.
So you're also an influencer.
I wouldn't call myself an influencer, but I have some influence. I do not love to call myself an influencer, but
you have an influence.
I have
those
some,
two are different.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not an influencer, but I have quite some influence over my circles, my people. Yeah, and influence is supposed to, you know, be as it said, yeah, having influence over people. And people have mistaken it for having a big following on the internet. It doesn't automatically make you an influencer. You could have 20-something K or more and still not be able to influence people to do some things, maybe buy a product, maybe be somewhere. So I have some influence over people. I'm not an influencer though.
Okay.
I do not think I am anyway.
So the difference between the two, how
between
you
influencing and hosting?
And hosting, yes.
Yeah, so influencing, I already told you what that is, and
yeah.
Hosting, if I put it in layman's language, or I would say, context, I would say, hosting is really about hospitality. The same way you'd have your father have guests, and he's the host. He has to make sure, okay, have they served them food? Do you know where to wash your hands if you want to, you know, eat? You know where the toilet is? If you need to switch on the TV, where do you switch it on from? Making people comfortable.
Basically, taking care of them.
Taking care of them.
Yeah.
And it's also
where they're not familiar.
Yeah, where they're not familiar. Even when they're familiar, these are not their premises.
Yes, it's your responsibility.
It's my responsibility. It's also, I feel like with time I've learned to see that it's as a host, you're the direct link between a business and her clients. So you do not expect to go and ask the manager or the bar owner if a waiter has failed to come in time. I think that's the purpose of the host. Like, are you getting service? Oh, you've delayed to get your drink. What's
is
the problem?
Okay?
Waiter, can you come and take that order?
Yeah,
or these
yeah.
people want to pack the rest of the food. Yeah. So yeah,
stuff.
Can you help them? That shouldn't be the waiter to come and ask you. If he's courteous enough to do that, that would be all right. But yeah, making sure people are comfortable, talking to them, should be a very good public speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things.
Basically, making everything flow.
Flow, yeah.
Meaning,
like,
if you are the intermediary, what comes from the other side to this side has to flow very well.
You're the medium of communication.
And
I think this is what people originally used to call a flow manager, like making sure things are running, yeah?
Basically, this.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
your car.
I can attest
to that.
Oh, yeah.
Elevator Fridays.
Yeah, Kenji's Mojo.
Every
yeah.
time I come there, you guys take care of us really well.
Yeah, thank you.
Big ups to Kenji's, big ups to Barasha, and the rest of the hosts. Yeah, I can attest to that. So, we have talked about hosting and influencing.
And influencing.
Now, let's look at this situation where you have to pick one. Let's say they are giving you a gig.
Yeah.
And what Oh no, they are giving you two gigs, but you have to pick one.
Yeah.
Hosting and influencing.
Yeah.
Big money.
Yeah.
Where would you go? Where would you put your...
I think for influencing, because over time it has been misunderstood, I think I wouldn't go for it. I would go for something that I'm deeply rooted in. Influencing has been confused with having numbers and, you know, so...
And you don't want to be in confusion.
I don't want to be confused like that. I don't want to be uncertain. But as a host, I know that I know how to take care of people. I know how to speak to people. I know that it's my thing. But then I'm not very good with pleading. I would look at influence. Okay, it's not pleading, but then you're asking people to come and...
It's
be
not
where
in your DNA,
yes,
as per se.
Yeah, it's, you're
as
asking people to come
as
and be here or there.
Hosting.
Yes, as a host,
yeah.
You're going to come there and I'll take care of you. I do not have to ask you to come.
It will flow, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, that makes sense. So, yeah, now at least you know where we have been, you know where Barash has been, you know why the
podcast
is called
taken, yeah,
In Your Head.
In Your Head.
And we are coming to your head. So,
body
tune,
parts.
Stay tuned for the next episodes, and the next ones are going to be audio. So,
fire.
Welcome back. We are getting back to your heads.
In my head. Welcome back to In My Head. It's Shaban and Barasha. Today we are at Shaba's kitchen, and that is where we are recording this segment of the episode In My Head. So, we were speaking about the things that have kept me away, and telling Shaban that I've been in a very loving relationship too, and yeah, that really kept me away. So when I wasn't working, I was at doing my gigs, which are hosting, or I was seeing my girlfriend.
Seeing your girlfriend,
yeah,
just looking at her and
yeah, like
something
the
like
sight of her made me so happy.
That's good.
Yeah.
I believe everyone needs to really go through that, because it's what's supposed to be happening.
Yeah, love is a beautiful thing.
It
honestly,
is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So speaking of love, what do you pick? What lessons do you pick from that relationship? You share with us, because we also need to learn. Before we fall in, we need to know what we have to do and what we don't have to do.
But Shaban, for you, you were there before me.
Yeah,
anyway,
things change.
Yeah, anyway.
We learn.
Yeah, relationships are not a bed of roses. They're not easy. But like Shaban said, what have I learned? I've learned so many things. I've learned how to be selfless. I've learned how to be, you know, compromising. And like any other thing, you know how you wake up and forgive someone and what? Like, that's how it has been. Love keeps record of no wrong. I've learned so many things. It has been a very good experience for me, honestly. It's sad to see it end because of unresolvable issues. But
Simba wakati.
Yeah.
There's something very important you say. Love doesn't keep record of the wrong. Personally, out of experience, I remember there was a relationship I was in, and whenever we could argue and remind each other about the wrong things we did to each other, I don't remember remembering
mm.
anything wrong to remind her about the things she did to me.
I think it shouldn't be like that. Like,
yeah, but the good things I could actually be like, yeah, I see, remember when we did this?
Yeah, you see, when you keep bad memories, they come back.
I believe if you have time to keep bad memories, you don't have time to love each other.
Yeah, you don't have time.
The energy you have to record all the bad memories, I think,
it's
take away from
it.
Yeah, it's misplaced. It misplaces the energy you would have used,
yeah, you would
to,
have
build
used
yourself.
To build yourself.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I like the fact that you experienced a lot. You grew, I hope. And
it has been a lot of growth. This has been my first public relationship. It has been my first actual relationship since high school.
Nice, welcome.
Yeah,
to
so it has been quite some time since I was in a relationship, so it was nothing but love.
Mm.
It really hurts me to see it end. I hoped it would not end, but life is life, very
life
dynamic.
Life, like
yeah.
You said, yeah. Speaking of you having a bit of experience in relationships, what do you think keeps a relationship going?
I cannot speak in general terms, but I would say for myself that it takes a lot of commitment. I don't think love is enough. It takes a lot of commitment, takes a lot of compromise, forgiveness, understanding. It entails of much, but then you see we are also different people. So what could keep a relationship going for me might not be what would necessarily keep
going for someone else.
Yeah.
But I believe there are some core values, core pointers
what I would
that
say,
every relationship might have, must have to keep them flowing.
Yeah, so what I would say is we have to be very intentional, yeah? We have to be very intentional with the things we say, the things we do. And it comes down to what you intend to do with this person or for yourself to make the relationship better. So it comes down to intention and truthfulness, honestly. Before also you can be true to your partner, be true to yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, be true to yourself, because I could possibly never know what you're doing, but you'll know everything. And for me, it's not easy to live with guilt. That's why I don't like to lie. So I would be very true to myself, very intentional. I know that this is what I want or this is not what I want. So I've learned to be very intentional, very direct. And like I've said before, it's better for someone to tell you what you need to hear than what you want to hear. Because,
The red pill.
Because I could tell you what you want to hear and, you're all smiles, but then I'm not happy with your decisions, or I'm just trying to make you feel comfortable, and I don't make you a better person by simply making you comfortable.
So
I'd rather have you uncomfortable but knowing the truth. So I've learned to be very straightforward, intentional, compromising, and
I believe those qualities really kept them going. Also to add on that, I believe, like you said earlier, love is not enough. Love is never enough.
Yeah, love is not enough.
Because it's a love.
There comes a lot of things.
Love might be a feeling, right?
Yeah,
but
love is a feeling.
There's also, of course, a dictionary
definition
of love. But when you look at everything, you cannot have butterflies all the time.
It's not a bed of roses. Yeah.
So what keeps you guys going? I believe it's beyond love. It could be friendship first.
Commitment, respect, sacrifice, compromise,
almost the same. Then what, there's that thing that you look beyond what you just see, beyond the person. Be like, so imagine she didn't have this feature that attracted me to her. What would I do? Would you just let her go? No. There's something. There should be something more.
Yeah, it should be deep rooting. Yeah.
It should be deep rooted, actually. Yeah. You've given most of the pointers, and adding to that, I believe friendship is also important.
Yeah. Friendship. Yeah. That. By the way, guys, let me tell you, if someone asks to be your friend,
take time.
Don't look at it as friend zoning and what. And you know, society has lied to us that, you know, he friend zoned me, he brother zoned me. But sometimes these people are really trying to have you as a friend, because on the days where I'm not your boyfriend or your husband, then at the very least I'm your friend. You know that in Barasha's capacity as a husband or as a man or as a boyfriend, he has failed to do this. But then,
he's my friend.
What would he tell me as a friend?
What
would he?
I would give you examples of my own experience. First, I don't like friend zones. Being in a friend zone is different from
being friends,
friend. Me personally,
But I think it's people who perceive it badly.
Yeah.
Like I tell you, like, let's be friends.
You can see
where it's headed.
Me being friend zone. It's
but
very,
then
very
people
possible.
People I think jump to conclusion. I know the friend zone me, I can't be in that, you know. That's misunderstanding at the very first step, yeah.
Yeah. So personally, I remember having a very loving relationship with my first serious girlfriend. We were friends before. Before we started dating, I was very comfortable being her friend. I was there for her, really, really there for her. As you know, they start seeing things that you don't know about yourself.
Yeah.
They start reminding you, reassuring you how you're like this, telling you how you help them do this, overcome this.
Yeah.
Then you also start waking up, looking at them differently. So when we started dating, it really was something beautiful.
Yeah.
I remember... We used to fight, definitely, like in any other relationship. You fight and everything. But we used to find each other in a situation where we actually start playing games as friends. Before you know it, the intimacy comes back into play. You get. So it was really, really a beautiful relationship. Sadly, it ended because of several reasons that we couldn't control. but we are still friends up to now. She's married, I am not, but we are still friends, you know.
Are you jealous?
I'm not jealous. I moved on from that. But yeah. like we said earlier, you have to compromise a lot of things and be intentional.
Yeah.
If the intention is done, you know what to do. You move on. But still, the friendship remains, you know?
Yeah.
Because there are bigger things to worry about than losing someone.
Yeah, there's more to life.
Because
I also don't believe, anyway, it depends on how you break up. But I don't believe you could be possibly telling someone how much you love them one day and the other day hates them so much and not want
to kill them.
Yeah. It's very bipolar. I would think it's very bipolar
it's
for
very
some.
It's very sad.
It's very sad, yeah. I don't know how things can change so fast for people. I'm not speaking in my own experience, but you know, I've seen people who date and cannot even face each other or cannot say hi or can't even stand a message from that person.
I call that madness and immaturity. So speaking of relationship, what's your ideal kind of relationship whereby, of course, we don't usually get what we want or what we ask for, we get what we create. Yeah. Mm. So if you are to create, what would be your ideal kind of relationship?
My kind of relationship would be, I would relate it to having a best friend in someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have a best friend in someone, you know, I could possibly not speak to Shaban for a week and I'm still sure he's my best friend. I could possibly speak to him after a month and still be sure, you know, Shaban won't go around doing this behind my back or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, that aside, I would want someone who can be my best friend because I've seen how far best friends can go for each other, and I would want a best friend in a partner, and you know, a partner who is hopeful and knows that, you know, we are building this and we're building it from nothing. Yeah.
And you're building it together.
Yeah.
Best friendship is important, I believe. I want three. Give me two other elements of your ideal relationship. Best friendship,
Best friendship, and then obviously God is supposed to be the foundation.
That's number one, actually.
That is number one, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, and the third is patience pains, but it pays. So
both of you have to be patient.
Both of you have to be patient, and privacy is power.
Privacy is power, keeping it private.
Yeah.
It's very important, very, very important. Yeah, I'll just add onto I'll say
privacy is power because of my recent relationship, I think. You know,
when it's out there, everyone is watching.
Yeah, there's like so many third parties. Yeah, so there's a lot to deal with. People telling you this, people telling her that.
And they call it social media in-laws.
Yeah, social media in-laws. So other than turning to your partner maybe for advice or what, you have so many people in your comment section. You have so many people in your inboxes trying to, you know, tell you this and that. Like they even know you that much, and it's sad for people to, you know, make decisions for you. Yeah,
that's a very important element. Personally, I would add on top of all, because these are very genuine pointers.
Yeah.
My ideal relationship definitely should have God.
Yeah.
Best friendship.
Yeah.
And I like games. I want a playful partner.
Yeah, I think I want a playful partner too.
Life is not very serious.
Yeah, and this is very short. You can't spend your life worrying about things you're not supposed to worry about.
If I meet someone who is playful, or if, for example, we've been in a situation where I don't want to call it influence, but I'll call it influence. We influence each other to be certain way.
Like
so
accountability partners, almost. Yeah.
If I can influence her to be better.
Yeah.
And vice versa, or if it's time to play, we play. But most importantly, comfort. You see, I want to be with you. I want to be comfortable with you. I want to fight while with you. That's the kind of relationship I want. The same thing with you. I want you to be very comfortable that you can call me bro.
Like to be yourself.
Laugh
about it. Yeah.
And I want you to surprise me with something really, really simple. I want you to
it's
keep tabs.
The thought that counts. Yeah.
Yeah. To keep tabs on very, very small things that actually are very big for me. My first relationship actually had someone very intelligent who knew that if she's to do certain things for me, it would actually
I'm a sapiosexual. I forgot to mention I'm
intelligence
sapiosexual.
Counts. Yeah.
Yeah, intelligence counts. I really love intelligent women. Yeah, it you know, with this whole gender equality thing and what, it would be very nice, yeah, to end up with an intelligent woman.
Yeah,
my ex was a very intelligent person, and yeah, thank her for that.
Ah, that's dope. That's dope. Intelligence is very, very, very,
yeah, it's
very
key.
Important. it's key, by the way. And I would like to be with someone who is open-minded. Yeah, like they say, masculinity in a man can bring out what you thought a woman wasn't. So again, it goes back to a man. As a man, if you be a man and you play a role,
yeah,
you can get all these qualities from a woman.
Every
woman can be a certain way depending on how you let that thing come out.
Exactly. Okay.
So yeah, that's very important. So we are done with this episode. We are going to come back and share the pointers on the next episode. The topic will be birthdays.
It's actually my birth month.
Exactly, that's why the topic is going to be that. So for now, peace. We'll catch up later.
In my head. 2 In My Head, Shaban and Barasha.
Welcome back, guys. We are just going to link the next topics from the previous ones, and obviously, I'm sure sex is connected to relationships. And intimacy is very important when it comes to relationships. But there's this one thing called oral sex. What's your take when it comes to oral sex?
Man, oral sex is a trick for me. Kanalingas. I don't do kanalingas.
Kana what?
Kanalingas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think it's a it's a very interesting part of a relationship. It's something that could spice up a relationship, but it comes naturally. Like, there's that point where, you know, you've been as intimate as you can be with each other, then, you know, it just comes up somehow.
All of a sudden.
It's not something you planned. It's not something, yeah.
doing the dishes without detergent anyway,
yeah. Without Omo. You've been seeing the Omo influencers around. You splash me, you give me Omo. Anyway, moving on. Yeah,
so
but
some
what
people
about
want
you?
Head, some people want
some
legs.
People want legs. You see, we all give out different parts of our body. Yeah.
Legs or heads?
Legs or heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what about you, Shaban? What's your take on kanalingas?
Kanalingas, by the way, that's oral sex.
But Shaban, you're a chef, so you're always doing the dishes.
So I'll tell you this. I believe oral sex is something that is important in an intimate relationship. I believe if you really have to have oral sex, it has to be between you and someone you love, you know? People have sexual relations with people that they don't love.
Yeah.
Lately. But if you are to do, my advice, if you are to have, what did you say?
Kanalingas
with someone, it has to be the person you love. And also, hygiene is very important.
Yeah.
Very, very, very
important.
Yeah,
that's it for me, yeah.
Yeah, hygiene is very important. Then
I think
also,
that would be it for me. No, that's it for me.
That's it for you. Let's go with that. Yeah, hygiene is very important. Then there's that connection you can have with your person.
Mm.
That's why I believe in friendship, in relationships. Then there's that, you know, you cannot plan to have oral sex. Like you said earlier, you find yourself just, it just happens. And also, intentions, really, you have to be open-minded as well to try and explore, you know, to make things work in your relationship or your sex life. You have to go beyond boundaries, you get, but definitely there are also some boundaries that you don't have to cross. For example, you can't stick your finger. That's what guys don't like, that you can't stick your finger.
You have to pray to God to forgive you, because
exactly. So but I believe, and I think oral sex is something that spice up people's sex lives. But there are buts here. There are buts involved. Yeah, you have to be very, very selective. And
choose to do it with.
Who you choose to do it with, and definitely do it.
But
it
you
just get, works
if,
out.
If you're giving your chicks kanalingas and the other way around, I just hope, you know, it's only you. Like that's also the other horror.
That's also the other horror.
Yeah.
You don't want to be giving,
washing some other guy's plates.
Plates after the guy is done eating. Then also it's very wrong when it's one sided.
Yeah.
But also sometimes some people actually enjoy giving and they don't mind receiving, you get. So it's all relative, you know?
Yeah, true.
But I believe it spices up people's sex life.
Sex life.
The intimacy becomes stronger. So away from kanalingas, again, very important question. Why is dating fading and being replaced by sex as a way of acquainting with each other nowadays? For example, I'll ask you a question.
Mm.
Is it a question? No, let me just say, what's your take with going on a date with this girl and this guy just wants to sleep with them, and he claims that that's how he will know that love is there? Why isn't it an old-fashioned way of meeting someone, getting to know them, taking time to actually know what they like, what moves them, creating that bond before finally being intimate? Why is it that tables have turned?
Well, me, I'm that old-fashioned guy, yeah? I want to, you know, get to know you, you know, courting as it should be, yeah? Courtship, I would say. Yeah, but I think our generation is tired. There's so many people lying to their partners or their mates that, you know, I love you, because that's the only way they get to, you know, be with them and have this sexual relationship, this conjugal relationship. And it has become a problem in that sense of, you know, I'm not going to be with this chick, have her do all this shit to me, then, you know, we break up. So most people are trying to get the cookie there and then, and if it happens, it happens. Because you see, like, the way there is men that just want to, you know, sleep around and have this guy and the other guy, I believe there is women like that too. So I think we're just a very unfortunate generation.
I've seen someone posting on Twitter that she's actually doing that. Like, she's having men for fun.
Yeah. But you see, it's two way. We can't keep saying gender equality this and men want to play the games and don't expect women to play them. Yeah, like now they've learned how to play too.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've always known how to play. So... the whole idea of a relationship with so many people getting married and getting out of marriages, I think people are just, you know, focusing.
It gets down to having the cookie very fast.
Yeah, very fast. There are some people have, you know, we are having so many single mothers now, we are having so many divorced couples rather. And I think people have, you know, at the end of the day, the younger people who are looking are like, at the end of the day, even marriage can't stop you. Yeah, marriage can't stop you from, a kid can't stop you from, you know, so people are, you know, getting on with it and living their lives. And I honestly hope they're using protection.
Personally, like you said, you are old fashioned, I'm in the same boat. I think it's wrong for someone to use sex as a yardstick. You get, but personally, it's a two-way thing.
But it's also, you know, what if I don't want to get stuck with the person with the sex boring sex life?
Now it
There's
goes down
that.
To yeah. You take your time, get to know them, maybe have it. When you think it's not good for you, you explain to them and you move on. At the end of the day, it's not supposed to be a prison, you know.
Mm.
But again, I'm very open-minded. I'm a guy who can have that cookie on the first date and still date you. It all depends on the energy that I get from you. Because I am a guy also who believes...
Don't you think it comes down to what we had said earlier, intention? What are your intentions?
Intention, yeah, intention. But also, it might not be only intention. It might be the energy this person is giving you. You will find that on your first date, you share almost 90% of the things you guys are.
Mm.
Then you realize that you've... turned each other on.
Yeah, like,
for lack of a better word, you want to eat them, they also want to eat you, and
like,
end up
like
eating each other.
For tech guys would say auto-sync. Like,
auto-sync,
yeah.
Then you have it and it actually lasts.
Mm.
So it's a two-way thing, but I think it's high on that side of if you have the cookie faster, you lose interest faster, for real.
Mm.
Like, for guys, to be honest, speaking from this side of the guys, we lose interest faster when we get it quicker. So yeah, it's two-way things.
You're speaking
but
for the guys, or you're speaking for yourself?
I'm speaking for my neighbors. I'm speaking for my neighbors, but yeah, I believe piece of advice. I believe that the better way is to get to know this person. Court, maybe if you have to, take them on like two or three dates. Get to know them
even more.
Better.
There's also
but
is another
also
thing.
Also mm. 1 minute. Also, when this guy is doing this for you, don't go and sleep around because this person decided, this guy specified, decided to
don't
give it
be
time.
Don't be treating them like an option.
Exactly. First, get done with this one. If you guys are not
if
compatible,
don't work out, then
you can go
you
the
can't,
other side. Yeah.
Also, man, you can't
respect
you
yourself.
Can't, yeah, you can't have people everywhere. Like, your judgment is going to get clouded also. Like, have one person. If things don't work out,
no, that's when you move on.
Yeah, don't treat people like options and you're weighing. On aita or not aita.
Then you want to be treated like what?
Like you're not
like
an option.
Like the main person.
Yeah.
That sucks. So yeah, that's it for now. But the next one is about
Mazali birth month, birthday.
Simba Wakati. Why do you think everything changes after a while? In relationships.
It comes down to intentions and also on top of intentions, like, okay, for intentions, it's what did you really want in the first place?
From this person.
Mm-hmm. Then also, we have a lot of people trying to fit into people's, you know, lives. Like,
social life.
Yeah, if this person likes this, I'm going to do this. Yeah, then you finally get into that relationship. Then you get comfortable. And like, you know,
yeah,
we bug this. Like, you know, the way you can secure a job. And like you've been hustling for it,
finally,
and you get the job, you get
now
then
what?
You start slacking, you
be
start
like,
missing
now what?
Work.
I already have
the job now. You get that's how it is. I feel like some people try to fit into people's lives and tell them, make them believe that you know we're on the same page. Then a couple of months in, they get comfortable and their true selves start
come
to
out.
Come out. Yeah, then this person, on the other hand, starts to realize that okay, this is not the person I thought I was dealing with. Like, who is this now?
Mm.
So after 6 months or even less, we can't put
a time frame
to it. But yeah,
you've actually said it all. I think now, when you get to that, I call it a very tricky position to be in. Where, okay, you wanted this girl so bad, you now got her. You've done whatever you wanted to do. Your intention was probably long-term relationship. Now it's tricky. You don't know what to do to spice it up. I believe in two going back to the drawing board. I can be hopeless romantic sometimes, but I can also be, depending on really which energy I'm getting. I believe you go back to the drawing board. How did we meet? What intrigued me? What is it that I really wanted from you? Intention, like you said earlier. What can we do to spice up what we have? What are our long-term plans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If our long-term plans is to invest together emotionally, financially, build a family, start something very important, definitely it should be reciprocated, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We will work. Because the relationship is work, man, between the two people, not only one-sided. When we work together, things will happen. So you do your part, I do my part, we come together and make it work. So yeah, such positions are there. A situation where you really, really lose it all. Like we said earlier, love is not everything.
Yeah.
When love is done, how do you do?
What next?
It goes back to intention. And if you intend to make it work, you actually have to put in the work so that the relationship can keep flowing.
Yeah.
So basically it goes down to what?
It's like a business.
You go back to the drawing
board. It's like a business.
Yeah,
you
have cannot
to keep
have
checking
just
the books. Yeah, yeah. It's not
up.
Yeah, the trajectory is not one way, like the ups and downs.
Yeah.
And as a businessman, do you wake up and quit the business
mm-hmm.
because today you did not sell them away and the other day you sold like 10 of them, so today you're like no.
Moe. The tea is silent.
The tea is silent.
Moe.
So yeah, it's like a business. You invest, you make some losses, you reinvest, but not on one day do you quit the project and you think it's going to work. There's no way a project works when you quit it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, words of wisdom right there. Make sure you have a pen and what? And a pad to write something.
Yep.
Then the last segment is about Amazaliwa. It's another word for birthday. So
so happy birthday Uganda, first of all. Yeah.
Happy birthday Uganda. Happy belated birthday Shaba. Happy birthday month to you Barasha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of birthday month, birthday and all that, do you think it's a big deal to celebrate your birthday?
Yeah, it is a very big deal. For me, it's a big deal in the sense of that's when I count my new year. This whole 1st of January thing is, I think, tradition or what we found here. But for me, my year starts on the 26th of October, and that means a lot. If I get any problem during the early stages of the year, the only one thing I'm wishing is to reach my birthday, you know, the 1st of January. Yeah, and you know, it reminds you of a lot. I mean, the same way we celebrate the birth of Jesus on Christmas, or for the Muslims, I'm not so sure how you call it, Eid, or yeah. So that's as important as it gets for me, because I'm celebrating life, I'm starting a new year, I've come so far to reach the 26th and keep reaching the 26th, and one and the other and the other, and I do not take that for granted. It means a lot for me. I could go wild on that day. I I've been with Shaban, and he can hear me next door
screaming like
before
a
it's
mad dog.
Yeah, screaming like a mad dog before it's midnight and all through. Yeah, so for me, a birthday is everything. It shows me where my parents came from. I try to look at what they were doing maybe 26 years ago, on the 26th.
They were manufacturing.
Yeah, so it's a lot for me.
That's good. I personally believe in birthdays as well. To me, it's a big deal. Actually, I never used to mind so much about it while in high school, until my old man started celebrating it on my behalf by giving me money and telling me to call my friends by force. And after doing that, I actually realized that, I mean, you're celebrating yourself, you know? You cannot celebrate people and you forget
about yourself.
Like we always say, you can't serve from an empty cup. So
if you're
giving love, you have to
have love.
Receive love,
yeah,
or have love.
Receive love.
If you receive love, that's what you can give out.
Yeah.
You get. So as time went on, I'm actually very big. But if there's a day in a year I can actually celebrate and go crazy about, it's my birthday, really.
Yeah.
Or I can call it. I can grab the whole month, if financially I'm okay, or the week where my birthday is, do something about it. Celebrate with friends, family, loved ones.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very big deal, like you said earlier as well. My year starts on the 27th of every September. Every 27th of September.
Yeah.
Basically, I celebrate the whole month if possible. Like this birthday.
Birth month, yeah.
This birthday has been
now
really,
for me,
really
for me,
amazing.
I'm really lucky now. You see, from way back, it has always been Shaban's birthday, then Duncan's on the 2nd of October. So it's like a party all the way from the 27th of September to like the 30th of October. Yeah, it's really fun. It's like, for me now, I go all the way because it's all month. I have a late birthday in September and an early one in
October.
And I'm already
in
October vibes, so it's all the way. So for me, October is really it.
Yeah, piece of advice, guys, celebrate yourselves, man.
Yeah, live life.
Live life, talk to God, reflect.
Like I have my pin tweet says, you know, prayer is a conversation with God. Do not be afraid to talk to Him, yeah.
Because He listens, man.
He listens, He always does, and do not be afraid. Honestly, you know, God created us in His own image. For us to go to Him scared and timid, like we're talking to a tough parent, doesn't sit well with me. I think that's why I learned to tell myself that, you know, it's just the conversation. Same way we are having a conversation with you guys and Shaban. I think that is it for me and God. Like, I'll just be there walking and I'm like, eh, man, they don't cause out your uncle. Like, how are we going to do this? And, you know, we try again tomorrow, inshallah.
Pablo, we try again tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
It's good. Anyway, guys, so, Barasha, this birthday, what's up?
Birthday, I had so many plans with the people I trust. I don't know if they'll change or if I, but I'm ready to have a good time. I already started having a good time because, yeah, started with Shaban's, then Duncan's, and it won't stop.
Out.
The party doesn't stop, so we're going all out. All I can say is we're here for a good time, but not a long time, so have fun while you still can. Yeah.
And we are praying for a long life. I mean, 100 years is not bad.
Yeah, and also, guys, life is short. life is short, and you know, you're trying to make the most of it, but then do not live a reckless life, because you know it's short. Even when it's short, you know, you're trying to have all the fun you can, but think about the future. Yeah, think that, you know, even if I think that I could possibly die by 50, and that's okay with me because life is short, you could also possibly go till 100. Because me, for example, I think the Lord told me I was going to die at 100 a few years ago. He gave me a bonus, and now it's 104.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I have to take care of my life even when I know that life is short, because there are people that have lived longer than 100. So
mm-hmm.
I have to take care of my life for me to be able to reach that 100. If I live my life when, you know, life is short, what, I could possibly not make that 100. So take care of your lives.
Don't drink and drive.
This don't
message
smoke
is not
and
about
fly.
Drinking
yeah.
and driving.
Yeah.
Only.
Only.
Don't smoke and fly. Most importantly, watch out. As in generally, watch out. Do the things that turn you on, for lack of a better phrase or word to use. Do the things that...
just live your best life.
Yeah, do the things that spike your emotions
yeah.
the right way. Be happy.
Go bungee jumping.
Uh-huh, jump from
South
Cliff.
Yeah.
Have fun, but there's a but. Take care of yourself at the end of the day. So that's it from us. We will say ciao, peace, whatever it is.
Whatever.
We welcome you guys to the next episode of In My Head on the next podcast.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Have a good day. Good
peace
night.
In my head.
Peace in my head as well. Cheers.